As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
There's a lot going on in the summer. We never really slow down here at the Chamber.
And we shouldn't, because business really doesn't slow down either. We have such a growing community, and whether that's with people, with business, it's all of the above. So people moving in, people moving out, things getting up, things going on. And as we move into June, you guys have a very, very full calendar. Number one, how is, since you're the director of member services, how is membership? I know the new regime with Eric Spoonmore has been in for a few months now. Have you seen your numbers starting to grow?
We have. We're now close to 900 members. Retention, which we want that to be a high number as well, is at a very high percentage. I think we've turned the bend with the pandemic. The support that we lended all of our members during the pandemic has paid off. So our current members are staying with us, and we're seeing growth at a really great rate right now. So couldn't be happier.
Now, what is the key to retention? Because that sounds to me, hey, if I'm in the chamber, why would I leave? Is it just engaging more with them? Is it doing more things? And what are those things you do to keep that retention?
Yeah, exactly. Engagement is the key. If we can keep our members engaged and all the different programs that we have for business growth, for business development, if we can help and connect them with all the different resources they need for their business to grow, that's how we retain our members. We do that by continual contact with them, showing up for our events, personally inviting them to events, reaching out to them if we know it's something very important for their business. It's just a continual engagement with our members, and if there's resources and needs that they might have, that we help them and put them in the direction that they need to go. So retention is very important.
And having all those with over 900 members, that is fantastic. Now, summertime is interesting in Bloomington because we know we lose a significant portion of the population because of the student crew that pops in and out. Do you feel this is a time of year where businesses, if they are, I guess, educationally calendar-based, do you find them catching up and doing upkeep and things like that? Is it a good time to open when it's a little bit quieter, when you don't have that 40-odd thousand around? What is the feel in the business community when summer hits here besides, boy, we'd like to have more people?
Well, a lot of times we have a lot of businesses opening, just like you had mentioned, during the summer, because they want to kind of have a soft opening before the crowds hit. So we do a lot of ribbon cuttings, grand openings, especially in the restaurant business. Before fall gets here, they try and open and see what it's going to be like with mild numbers of folks, opposed to in the fall when all the students get back.
Yeah, you want to kind of not drink through that fire hose just yet. You know that's coming. So let's get the bugs out. Let's get all the fun things out that you don't want to be messing around with, perhaps on a football weekend or parents' weekend or whatever else is going on there. The Director of Member Services is Stacy Bruce from the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. She joined us this afternoon. And even as we talk about businesses opening, and we'll get into some ribbon cuttings and after hours and the fun stuff that you guys are known for, I thought it was interesting. I think it was last Friday, you were part of a talk or a community conversation about Lake Monroe. Why is that so important to the chamber? And what did you guys hear about on Friday?
That's our community conversations are very important. We just started them this year. Lake Monroe, there's a lot of challenges that may impact businesses, tourism, and just the sustainability of the lake. So we thought it was a very important topic. We had a panel from the city utilities, Friends of Lake Monroe, Cook Medical, the Water Fund, Visit Bloomington, many people that it would affect. So we just had a lot of questions from the community that were answered. I actually was not able to attend that one event, but we had a huge crowd. It was out at Eagle Point, and we're going to continue to have community conversations with topics that are really important in our community and our business, with our businesses and our I'm sorry, with our businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in utilities, you think, well, how does that – well, it's all together. If we don't have water, if we don't have a steady steady source of that, well, that's the other thing. We're growing. Do we have enough? And how does that work? The community conversations, are those a monthly or a quarterly thing, Stacey, that you guys bring along?
Right now, we just – this is our very first one, so we're going to have one more in the fall. And we're just going to have them as needed. Later in probably September or October, we're going to have another one coming up. And we're going to listen to our members and whatever topics they feel is important and they want to have some answers to. Those are the topics that we're going to have for those conversations.
Very cool. And that's, again, part of if you don't tell your members what they need to hear. You listen to your members what they want to tell you. That's a that is
exactly.
A big, big thing. Yeah, because it's a two-way street, obviously. Now, the exciting part is opening these new businesses. And I always tease Mayor Hamilton when he comes on the program. I say, now, where do you hide this big pair of special scissors? Does it have a carrying case? Do you slide them underneath the bed behind the door in the office? You just don't want someone running around with those. You could get hurt.
No, I hide those in my office. They're very important scissors. They're in a protected black case, so when I throw them in my car, I don't cut my leather seats. But they are. They're heavy-duty shears that can cut some ribbons. And we have cut, oh my goodness, so many ribbons since October last year when we started to redo ribbon cuttings, because we were doing not doing ribbon cuttings because of COVID. We were
right.
Kind of doing virtual ribbon cuttings, where we just market their ribbon cutting and do a virtual piece on our social media outlets. But they're back, and the scissors are hidden behind my office door.
Well, not anymore. Now we all know. Now we know where to get in there. Now, are you in charge of all the of the cuttings, or do you pass that around to whoever, or do you have an official ribbon cutter after you present the official scissors?
Nope, I actually go to all the ribbon cuttings with my staff. We have close to 30 ambassadors, close to 22 welcome committee members that will go out in the community, and just, it's a celebration. So they all come with me. We put it on Facebook Live. I, you know, welcome them to the community. Of course, say the chamber scripted words that just basically say, we are so happy that you're doing business here in our community. We introduce the owners, they cut the ribbon, and then most time it's tied around an open house or a grand opening. So they're a lot of fun, and we invite the whole community to come out, not just chamber members, because we want everyone to support
yeah.
the local business that's opening.
Yeah, get out there and see what's new, or somebody moving to a new building or property. It's always fun. The Director of Member Services is my friend, Stacey Bruce. She's joining us from the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce this afternoon. And you've got a couple ribbon cuttings. Well, you had one last week, and you're going to have one on Wednesday of this week.
Yep, we have Bloomington Regional Rehabilitation Hospital from 3 to 5. That's the new rehabilitation hospital out on the corner of 46 and Curry Pike. They're having an open house again for the community to come out. And that is for the new location. We've had to actually put that off. It's been there for about a year, but since it's healthcare, we've put that off until now. So we're looking forward to having a big celebration there. Like I said, that's a new location, but with a lot of our members, we celebrate milestones, and that's one thing during Member Appreciation Week, June 13th through the 17th, we're going to be celebrating a lot of milestones, and there are members that have been with us 40, 50, 60 years, and that's what we do during Member Appreciation Week.
Oh, and that comes up next week. Okay, great. So that gets everybody a heads up as well. And during Member Appreciation Week, you've got a big, well, I don't know if this is a luncheon conference. You tell me, but you are joining forces with Indiana University President Dr. Pamela Witten, and she's going to help you with the Bloomington Women in Leadership. Tell me what's going on with that coming up next week.
So we're thrilled to have IU's 19th president, Pamela Witten, with our Bloomington Women in Leadership group. This is going to be out at Hinkey Hall, and this group is set up to empower, inspire, and engage other women through mentorship, professional development, just women working with women in the community. And in addition to hearing from President Witten, we have invited girls from Girls Inc., to join the day's activities. We're excited to have them learn from our, we call it Be Well, Bloomington Women in Leadership, Be Well members, and have their participants observe women from all across the community in various roles of leadership. So we're excited to have those young women from Girls Inc. come out. This is going to be a highly attended luncheon, and we're excited to hear from President Whitten in this second day of Member Appreciation Week. We have several events every day leading up to the end, but that's the event that we have on Tuesday.
Very cool. And then is this also open to the public, or do you need to be a member of the chamber? You want everybody to come out, right?
Members get a discounted rate. Most all of our events are member events, but for certain events, we do have an opportunity for people from the community to attend. It's just a little bit more price point.
Yeah,
a little
absolutely.
Different price point.
So join. Get that membership number up there. That's right. Be a part of the fun. And you get, well, like they say, membership has its privileges. So that's
exactly
that's a fun part of it as well. So that's coming up next Tuesday. Do you have an RSVP date on that for our members listening right now? We don't want them to just pop in Monday or Tuesday morning next week and jump in there. If you got a lunch and you got to have food, so we probably got to be a little quicker than that, right?
Yes, I think closing would be on Wednesday prior, which would be. Let's see.
Coming up, that'd be the 8th, it sounds like, if I have my calendar. Well, I don't. I'm guessing today.
Yeah.
I forgot to do my calendar. I have a dry erase one. It's reeking of May right now. I have a couple days of June, but not the not the important
ones. Usually 3 to 5 days in advance, we close registration and make sure we get seating all taken care of. But, yeah, we would love to have as many people that would like to register for that. Lunch is provided, and it's at the beautiful Hanke Hall, which is a great venue.
Yeah, very cool. On the North End Zone facility of Indiana University. And that they dress that up and make it look really nice. So that is fun. We're staying on Member Appreciation Week. And probably the I don't want to say most famous, but I think the most recognized part is Business After Hours. You guys had a huge event. What was that? Out at the Monroe County Fairgrounds back in May at one point, where you had the food trucks and everything in the business expo going on. Where is Business After Hours coming up in the month of June?
Okay, so for June, as you know, Business After Hours is hosted every month by one of our chamber members that agrees to host, and then we just do all the marketing and promoting for those events, and they get an opportunity to spotlight their business, and then that also gives an opportunity for all the new members and new and old members to come and network and connect. This next one is at the Cancer Support Community, which is on West 3rd Street. We just recently had a ribbon cutting there a few months back, which was highly successful. So that's Thursday evening of Member Appreciation Week. It's from 5:30 to 7:30, and that is a member event. If a potential new member wants to come to Business After Hours, just call in the chamber, and I can invite them. I'd love to talk to them about membership during that. So that's coming up Thursday.
Very nice. And then to wrap up the Member Appreciation Week, you have a Member Appreciation Open House. Who is opening their doors, and where are all your members going to gather?
Yep. So to end Member Appreciation Week, because the full week we will be literally out visiting our 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-year milestone members. We will have the events each day, and then to end it from 3 to 5, at the chamber office. We are located at the corner of 421 West 6th Street. That's right on 6th and Rogers, across from the Salvation Army. We're going to have an open house here for our members to stop in, have a drink, get some refreshments, appetizers. We just want you to stop in, see our location, meet the staff if you haven't had an opportunity, and we just want to celebrate you and your business. It's been a difficult last couple of years, and we just want to celebrate.
Yeah, more celebrations the better, right? We've got to get back to enjoying each other's company and networking and all the great things that go along with that. The Director of Member Services for the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce is Stacy Bruce. She joins us here on a Monday afternoon, June 6th, just 10 minutes in front of 4 o'clock. Plenty of stuff going on. And then, well, after Member Appreciation Week, everybody gets a chance to catch their breath. Then we'll have the Monroe County Fair. Then we'll have the 4th of July weekend. And then before you know it, everybody will be back to school in the first days of August. Those are the rules. That's just how it goes. Once we officially hit summer, it ends, and we all go back to school.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
But that's fun. And as we move through the summertime, nothing really changes, as we mentioned, on your part. And if people would like to get more information, Stacy, what's the easiest way to do so? I'm right here at your website, chamberbloomington.org. Is that the best way, or can they give you a call to see what else is going on?
You can always give me a call or any one of our staff. We're here at the Chamber, 812-336-6381 or chamberbloomington.org. We have an events calendar. Our events are scrolling on the website. All of our new members are scrolling on the website. There's a lot of information on the website. But we'd be happy for you to give us a call. If you don't have time to go through our website, we'd be happy to talk to you about it. We have a lot of upcoming things in the fall. We're excited this year. We're going to actually bring back our chamber golf outing.
Oh,
we have
good.
Not had that.
A lot of golf outings are coming back out. That's right. And that's fantastic news. And when is that going to be? I don't need the exact date, but when should we start kind of looking into our calendars for that one?
Well, it's going to be in the late to early fall, I should say. Hoping August, right around August, early September, but we're still trying to pinpoint a date.
Gotcha.
But definitely late summer.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. So spread them out. We know there's a lot of them coming back this year, and everybody wants to make sure they can get to all of them because of all the ones they've missed. They're making up for lost time. Now, before I let you go, I would be remiss. You also have a young person's faction in the chamber as well, and they get together and meet. I want you to tell me about that. And you are taking nominations for 10 under 40. So I wanted to get to those two things too before I let you get back to work here on a Monday.
Yep, we have our 10 under 40 nominations that are open now. We're closing those today at 5. We actually got a number of excellent candidates that were nominated this year, so we're thrilled to have our selection committee go through those applications. The event is in July, and that's going to just be a celebration of the awardees. Our Young Professional Bloomington group is 40 and under professionals in our community that want to network and learn how to connect with other businesses. And many of those young professionals are members of the chamber, but some of them are not. But we want them to, attend lunch and learns, professional development luncheons. We have a lot of different evening events where they can, do some networking with other young professionals. So that's coming up July, I think it's 22nd is, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Later.
We'll talk in July before that comes up anyhow. So
okay, great.
People can just find that at the website if they absolutely need to have that day right now. But this has been going on since 2011 and just keep, again, adding to the list. And let me just quickly hear, Stacy. Hey, you procrastinators, you have an hour and 5 minutes. So if you want to kill the rest of Monday, just go to the website, chamberbloomington.org, click on the link, and you can fill it out right there. So this is perfect for a way to end a Monday. Nominate somebody under the age of 40, tell them why, and get it in there. 5 o'clock today, and the link, poof, it disappears, right? It's gone. You can't do anything about it.
Yep, it'll be closed.
That's it. And then the ballot boxes will be full, and everybody will be counting away. So that's exciting. The 11th anniversary of the 10 under 40, very cool. And that's, again, hurry up. You have less than an hour. All right, now back to our regularly scheduled programming. What have you, now, next week's your big week, so what do you and your gang have to get ready? You have to sharpen these scissors. You have to get out and get Dr. Witten ready to go and dress up the Hanky Hall, and someone's got to be in charge at the members' open house at your building. Well, you're gonna be after it, huh?
Yeah, we have a lot of visits. We take this opportunity to go out and visit our members. So our welcome committee and our ambassadors, they have two teams, and on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, they're going to go out, pay visits. We're going to do a lot of interviews with our 50 and 40 year milestones that's going to be continually playing on our social media outlets. So we're just going to spotlight a lot of our members next week and pay some visits to a lot of members and then just see them at an event that we have every day.
And that's the fun part of it too. So we can get everybody start to reconnect. We'll be safe and all that fun stuff. But yeah, we want to keep doing these fun things, and that's what's great, and that's what the membership is all about. Over 900 members, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And again, Stacy, give us the website and the phone number so if people would like more information, they can give you a call.
Okay, we're at chamberbloomington.org, and our number is 812-336-6381.